It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today. Juncture as cases and deaths continue to rise. The next few months are going to be very tough, and some countries are on a dangerous track. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said at a media briefing from Geneva. So, pretty wild. They're having to fly people around.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
Oh, that's right. Goodness gracious. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome. One and all. It's, what is it? It's January 4th, 2024. That's kind of weird. I haven't, said the year out loud very much yet. Anyway, it's 1905 UTC. It is gray, and 10 degrees. The high today, excuse me, the high today will be 13, the low will be 3. And tomorrow, the high will be 10, and the low will be 3. And you know what the next day is? Same thing. Congratulations. Actually, it's going to be almost 20 degrees on Monday before another cold front comes through. But you are listening to News to Me. This is a show ostensibly that airs live every day at 1900 UTC to 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. As I advertised, powered by SDF. SDF's powered by you. That's very true. I am one of the batteries, just like you. And unfortunately, this week has been a doozy. Monday was New Year's Day. Something happened. I ended up being away from the home on New Year's Day. Then the first day back, something happened. Oh, man. First day back, there's a new guy on the team. So the second and the third went to lunch with the new guy, I think, is what happened. Or I got stuck working. Oh, wow. Low-flying jet. Or prop plane. Everything's a mess. My brain is in shambles. But you know what? We've made it here today on Thursday. So hurrah, hurrah. We made it. If you want to hang out and talk during the show, you just need to SSH over to sdf.org. And then once you're there, launch comm or commode chat. Just type COM, then press enter, then press G for go to, and type Anon Radio, all lowercase, all one word, and that will dump you into Anon Radio's room, where you'll get to hang out with cool people like LCD and Quentin and Stug and Tobe in the house, as well as DSP, not digital signal processing in the house, and Ratsu. So hello, hello. Thanks for being here. So yeah, we're here. Life is good. Sorry about the inconsistency. I'm hoping next week things will mellow out. I actually, in the mail, it should arrive today or tomorrow. I have a H1, I think I mentioned this on a show recently, I don't remember. Anyway, I've got a voice recorder, and so I ordered a lapel microphone that I can plug into it. And I think what I'm going to do is, in the morning, when I go on my walks, I'll walk and I'll read the news, and then I'll go to my desk, and then I can upload it at my desk when I get back. And so it'll be kind of live. It'll be delayed, tape delayed news. So anyway, I just wanted to give you guys the heads up. I'm going to try that. We used to do that back in the day. Anyway, yeah, we used to do it back in the day, and then we haven't in a long time. At least since I've been doing the roof news, which is when we came back from COVID. So that was a while ago now. So anyway, just giving you the heads up. Yeah, you won't hear the... Yeah, I spent $12 buying a lav mic for my microphone. So, we'll see what's going on. So anyway, there's lots of news. This week has been chock full of death and destruction. And also, apparently someone cut the cable that goes to my internet. So like I have Google Fiber, but it's on since I'm in an apartment building, the fiber goes to the street, to the building, and then the building, the coax that's run through the building, they chop off the cable company and connect my apartment to their equipment. And somehow, no one knows how, my cable was cut, not all the way through, but just cut enough so that my service was degraded. I'm not one to say that the most hated cable company in the city would hire workers who do shoddy work or maybe accidentally on purpose do stuff like that. But hey, the important part is to let you know that I accidentally used 180 gigs of mobile data this month. So that's another reason why I'm going to try and upload this show ahead of time. So anyway, sorry if things go sideways for a few weeks. But yeah, I think this will be the last show. If my audio is coming through okay, maybe they won't cut me off. But I've heard tell that if you go excessively over your data plan, they will throttle your usage or cut you off. So we'll see. Anyway, let's go to bookmarks, desktop bookmarks, bookmarks menu, news to me, January 4th. That's today. All right. Oh, perfect, Quentin. That's good to hear. Good to hear. All right, they are not throttling my connection. Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. The cable guy's pulling up outside. Most hated cable company does not narrow it down. And he's got the cable guy. Cable guy's now... It's like, oh, you non-radio guys don't like the cable company, huh? How do you like these apples? And in hyper-local traffic news, I pulled up to the intersection that I see every day, and I'm always giving people shit about not using turn signals and pulling too far. Like this car, he's got a turn signal on, but he's pulled up too far. I realized that if you stop at the stop sign properly, you cannot see around either corner. You're just looking at two trees. So that's why everybody pulls up. So I'm not going to give him shit about that anymore. That's called growing as a person. I am still going to be mad about people not using turn signals and just veering into the smaller street. But anyway. Quentin asking, are cable guys usually heavily armed? It depends. I've had two different kinds of cable guys come up to me. One cable guy is the kind of guy who is, he's like a Marcus, you know, he's friendly, he's technically savvy, but just isn't motivated or is an underachiever. So he goes around and does like installations and troubleshoots network connections and is like, all right, you're all set. The other guy is like somebody who was athletic and like big time, like he plays football or rugby or something. And his whole thing was he learned that he could make money doing tech stuff. So he learned just enough to do the job. And those are the guys that you would be afraid of because, like, they're the ones that could, like, punch you and break your jaw or something. Is being a fiber guy the future of all cable guys? I mean, aren't we all at the root of it fiber guys?
Muscle fibers.
We're all muscle fiber guys. yeah. Oh, there we go. They're made of ropes. They're muscle. Anyway. So, just a reminder, of course, Israel is still attempting to kill everyone that exists in the Gaza Strip or in Palestine. So that's continuing to go on. So that's the big death and destruction. We don't have to cover it because you see it all the time. Something you may or may not have seen, depending on how long you watch the news, is confusion and speculation on Iran after twin blasts killed more than 80 people. Iranians had been marking a day of mourning after twin bombings in the city of Kerman killed and wounded many people at a memorial for top Iranian general Qasem Soleimani 4 years since his assassination by the United States, of all people. At least 84 people were killed in the blasts, Interior Minister Ahmad Fahidi said on Thursday, according to news agency IRNA. That's India Romeo November Alpha. Oh, boy. So, yeah, several people, 80 people blown up. Multiple victims after a shooting at a U.S. high school. What? Shootings in America? Well, that's not very high school of you. No, this is quintessentially one of America's favorite pastimes is arming children and then seeing which ones will become mentally unstable enough to cause trouble. Here's the headlines. Here's the chunks. Police say there are multiple victims after a shooting at a high school in the U.S. state of Iowa. The shooting at Perry High School was reported at 7:37 a.m. local time, before most students had arrived for class. Ooh, we got multiple sirens coming down the highway. Let's see if we can see. Let's see if they pass by or not. Yeah, they're offset. That's kind of unusual. So, yeah, you probably can't hear it because of the magic of the microphone, but... Okay, they're coming. But there are two fire trucks or two police cars. No, maybe two ambulances. The sirens are offset by just the right amount so that, like, the up of one is followed by the down of the other. So they're perfectly out of sync to where they are maximum volume all the time. Anyway, they're coming. Ambulance. Oh, that's exciting. I got to hear it wasn't two ambulances at all. It was an echo through the business park. That's cool. Anyway, I'm sorry about that. We were talking about the kids who were killed in Iowa. Local police have not confirmed how many victims there are or the extent of any injuries. Of course, in the United States, since we have so many of these, usually if there's less than 4 or 5, it's not really that big of a news story. The fact they're not telling us makes us really thirsty to know. We're like, how many people are dead? Tell us. The gunman suspected of the shooting is dead. The BBC's U.S. partner CBS News has reported. The shooting happened on the first day back at school since the winter break. Perry High School is about 40 miles or 64 kilometers northwest of Des Moines, the state capital. The Iowa governor says he's heartbroken over the senseless tragedy. It's one of the platitudes we hear all the time. I'm gutted. I'm heartbroken. I'm shattered. This is horrible. I feel so sad. And then they go home and they wipe their mouth with $100 bills. Money that the gun company gave him, no less. Anyway, the gunman suspected today's school shooting is dead. It's unknown if the suspect is a student at the high school, and it's unclear whether he died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. So, yeah, it's all kind of still up in the air. I'm going to go ahead and toggle the color scheme so I can see what's going on in comm. Oh, yeah, LCD pointing out people experiencing the most hormones and stress of their lives should not have access to a weapon. Access to weaponry. Agree. 100%. Hey, Jay LaMoth, welcome. And Quentin's in the house. Hello. Toy dolls would make a trip to M&S tolerable. Damn their shorts, which actually fit my short legs. Oh. Oh, man. I'm having too much fun. I'm sorry. I'm very excited to be back doing a show. I enjoy doing this show and reading the news and hanging out with all y'all. So, anyway. Let's keep it going. In New Jersey, an imam was shot. The leader of a mosque is an imam. Or an imam is like a teacher, a leader, a rabbi kind of guy. The imam of a mosque in Newark, New Jersey, was shot and killed early on Wednesday morning by an unknown attacker who remains at large.
Authorities said in a news conference that they believe the killing of the imam was not motivated by domestic terrorism or bias. Mr. Sharif was found with multiple gunshot wounds outside his mosque, Masjid Muhammad Newark, before dawn. He was taken to hospital, where he later succumbed to his injuries. The evidence collected thus far doesn't indicate this is an act motivated by bias or domestic terrorism, according to the local Attorney General Matthew Flatkin. The attorney added that investigators normally would not go public with this type of information so early, but that a rise in prejudice against Muslim community compelled them to reveal their preliminary findings. So, it's good news that it wasn't racial or it wasn't religiously motivated. Religious extremism, one of our favorite imports in the United States, or maybe it's our export, I don't know. Either way, let's talk about more children dying, because, you know, that's just how it goes, I guess. It's really sad, I'm sorry. A house fire has claimed the lives of four children in Somers, Connecticut. The four children, all under 12 years old, were inside their two-family home when a fire broke out on January 2nd. Somers Fire Marshal John Roach said in a statement to The Independent, officials are still investigating the cause of the fire. When responders arrived Tuesday evening, the front of the house was engulfed in flames. Firefighters extracted two children from a second-floor window. One of the children died at the scene. The other passed away at a nearby hospital. Soon after, they found two more children inside the home. There were seven people, one adult and six children, in the resident when the fire broke out. The adult and two children survived. Four residents on the other side of the duplex also survived. It took more than 2 hours to extinguish the flames. My best friend died in a house fire around this time of year. And yeah, it's incredible. In the more rural areas like this, it's very common to have old wooden houses. And old wood burns so hot. so hot. When they recovered what was left of where his body was, it was just kind of like the bone, like the falling apart bones mostly. They had to send it off, you know, hundreds of miles to get analyzed before they could officially say that he was dead. It was incredible. That is to say that it melted, like it practically melted one of their cars. And it just, it's just a tragedy. A house fire is a terrible, being burned alive is a terrible way to go. You can only hope that you die from smoke inhalation before, your flesh catches on fire. Alright, anyway, enough of that. It's 1920 UTC, which means that, but yeah. All right, we'll talk about this in a sec. It's 1920 UTC, which makes 1921. So I should remind you that in just 8 minutes and some change, the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe, a fun show that airs every goddamn day right here on and on radio, is coming up. Where will we go? What dudes will we see? What kind of synthesizer will we invent? Maybe, just maybe, will we see... It looks like I lost you for a second. I'm not sure what happened. Probably my cell phone provider saying, hey, you're using too much data. I think the show uses about 9 gigabytes a month of my data on the roof. So not bad. Anyway, don't die in a house fire. That's my advice to you. Technical difficulties with a Q. Hey, LCD, I'm sorry to put you through that then. And yeah, I think so too. I think it's because it had a long time to dry out. Jay LaMoth, good point. I posted in B-Board and on radio about the calendar. Hopefully I don't sound like an idiot or a dick or both. Oh, thanks, Overland. Appreciate it. So anyway, I think we're back. So let's talk about a technical difficulty that people in the states of Montana are going to be having. It's technically, I think, called a case of the blue balls. Pornhub, one of the world's most popular adult websites, has gone offline in a few U.S. states. The site is now inaccessible in Montana and North Carolina. Visitors instead see a warning about changes that Pornhub warned would leave visitors unsafe. The outage is in reaction to new laws in those states that require adult websites to verify users' identification to ensure they're over 18. Pornhub appears to have taken itself offline instead. Visitors will see a warning informing them that elected officials are requiring us to verify your age before allowing you access to the site. While safety and compliance are at the forefront of our mission, giving your ID card every time you want to visit an adult platform is not the most effective solution for protecting our users, and in fact will put children and your privacy at risk. The visitors to other websites that are owned by Pornhub parent company ALO also saw a similar message alongside a video from adult performer Sherry DeVille. I don't know who that is. Pornhub has said that it prefers device-based verification. Such a system could see device makers such as Apple verify that a person is an adult, and then let adult websites verify that device. For instance, though privacy experts have warned that that could hand more power over to large tech companies. So yeah, if you are in Montana, good luck. Sorry about that. I think you're right, DSP. That's the goal for this year. Don't die in a house fire. Tobe gets his giant shrimp from Prawn Hub. that is a good one. All right. So let's talk about other stuff going on in the world that's not so deadly. I guess it's deadly if you do it wrong. NuScale small modular reactor is said to meet Polish safety requirements, according to the local regulator. NuScale Power's NPM20, that's November Papa Mike, 20 small modular reactor technology is compliant with Polish nuclear safety and radiological protection standards, the president of the National Atomic Energy Agency said in a general opinion. The PAA, that's the Polish abbreviation, president assessed, among others, assumptions of the design of the reactor control room, reactor core, as well as the systems of electric power supply, command and control, fire protection, reactor cooling, auxiliary systems, radioactive waste, and used nuclear fuel management, and the reactor containment used in the NuScale NPM20 reactor with a power of 77 megawatts of electricity. I'm upset that NPM20 does not produce 20 megawatts of electricity. I like the things to have the same number. Ooh, tow truck. The other day I got blocked in. I was trying to leave work and a tow truck had shown up to like repo a car, and the security guard blocked the repo man because he wanted to find out what the repo man was doing. And then the guy who owned the car showed up, and this is all happening behind me, so I couldn't leave. I waited like 10 minutes and then I got out and I was like, what the hell is going on? And the tow driver was like, these guys won't let me take this car. I was like, could you move a little bit so I could back up? And he was like, yeah, man, no problem. And he was really nice about it. Hey, the Google Fiber van just drove by. And we got two cars at the intersection. One's turning right, has a right turn signal. One's turning left and has a left turn signal. He's got a refrigerator in the bed of his truck. It's only strapped down on the top, not on the back. That does not bode well. Usually, you want to secure both directions. You want to secure two axes of motion. But you know what? Maybe they know what they're doing. Anywho, what else is happening? Well, you know, we got to talk more about cool electricity and power and stuff. In Germany, Germany's emissions have hit a 70-year low as it reduces reliance on coal. Now, you remember they famously decommissioned all their nuclear power plants in some kind of short-sighted endeavor to be more green by burning coal. Anyway, Germany's emissions hit a 70-year low last year as Europe's largest economy reduced its reliance. A study by the think tank Agora Energy Wind found that Germany emitted 673 million tons of greenhouse gases in 2023, 73 tons fewer than in 2022. The drop was largely attributed to a strong decrease in coal power generation. Emissions from the industry fell significantly, largely due to a decline in production by energy-intensive companies. Electricity generation from renewable sources was more than 50% of the total in 2023 for the first time, and coal dropped to 26% from 34%. Germany had resorted to coal following the Russian invasion of Ukraine when Moscow cut off gas supplies, but since then Germany has significantly reduced its use of the fossil fuels. Way to go, Germany, reducing your stuff. Ooh, proc buds and barbecue proc. Digital raunch management. I like it. I think that the guy actually ended up still taking the security guard didn't make the guy the security guard didn't make him take the car off of the tow truck. So I think he still was able to take the car, but at least the repo guy, the guy who was getting his car repoed, knew that it was repoed and wasn't just like stolen from work. yeah, Quentin pointing out Russia helped Germany by cutting off oil and gas. Yeah. And no, Stug, it didn't mention including imported power. So that is probably a bypass or a way to greenwash it a little bit. China is building 4 new nuclear power plants, so that's going to be cool. They've approved at least 4 new power plants. The construction of 2 Hualong 1 reactors at each of the Taipingling and Jinkiemen sites was approved by China's State Council at a 29th of December meeting. Meanwhile, various milestones have been reached in construction of other Chinese units. So they are ramping up nuclear power quick and broadly over there. It's going to be very interesting to see all the cool... what happens? They're going so fast. It's like, what happens when the country with like a huge economy that's booming, running around, doing all this innovation, start? It's like, oh, we don't need oil. It's like, oh no, the massive lever that the only thing left is like, oh, do we need the U.S. banking system? And it's like, well, BRICS is kind of giving an alternative to that. I don't know. It'll be very interesting to see what happens. Anyway, it's 1929 UTC, which means we only have a couple of seconds to go. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for hanging out. I'll be back tomorrow. Please listen to the Dubious Goals Committee. And as always, you can press equal sign and com to see what's happening next. Or you can go to nonradio.net. And anyway, all right, thanks. Appreciate you listening and all of that jazz. Bye-bye.